live and on demand at slbradio.org. Sun's up. We're glad you are. High today and tomorrow in the mid to upper 80s. Sunset tonight, 7:58. Low of 55 degrees. Currently 60 in Clarion, 63 in Indiana and Grove City, 61 in Washington, 59 in New Concord, Ohio, and 62 degrees at our studios in historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh.
The Green Compass.
The Green Compass.
Exploring the road to a better Pittsburgh.
Where we are and where we are going.
Hello, my name is Talia Kirkland.
And my name's Alicia Allen. We took a look at green jobs and how they are creating employment opportunities for the jobless. We spoke with Maureen Copeland, the community project manager with GTEC, and Mike Gable, the executive director of Construction Junction.
Green job opportunities are relatively new, and people tend to have very little education or appreciation for them. Despite all these factors, the green job movement has begun. Green job opportunities continue to grow as companies take advantage of increased government programs designed to spur job growth and reduce the country's carbon footprint.
The green job focuses on clean energy jobs, so jobs that specifically mitigate global climate change and focus maybe on wind power, on solar power, on weatherization, so using less energy in our homes. But also a green job can be a job that creates local food or local park spaces. Any job that's good for the environment and good for the workers.
With the city's unemployment rate up to 9.1%, Pittsburgh is looking for an option. Green jobs may be the answer.
Yeah, I think green jobs will definitely help the unemployment rate in Pittsburgh. The goal of green jobs is to provide jobs for those who are not employed right now and position ourselves so that people are ready and are trained so that when federal policy and federal money comes on board, Pittsburgh is a more appealing city to get these kind of programs.
We also spoke with Mike Gable, the executive director of Construction Junction. He was able to give us a firsthand explanation as to why Pittsburgh is among the top five leading cities in green jobs and how that has allowed the city to benefit from the green job movement.
Because we have people locally who use our facility on almost a regular basis, I think we're having a very positive impact, and certainly a much more positive impact than if all of this material ended up getting buried in a hole in the ground, because that doesn't create a significant number of jobs, and it doesn't conserve the energy that was used to make all these products in the first place.
Pittsburgh is already seeing the benefits of green jobs and believes that the future is even brighter.
I think if we want a world where there's no oil spills in the Gulf or where there's not the visible impacts of global climate change, we have to look at clean, renewable energy.
The issues that society is dealing with and will have to deal with in the future, we're going to have to figure out how we green every job.
This series was produced at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade
and was created and made possible by the Heinz Endowment's Youth Philanthropy Interns Program.
More information on the Heinz Endowment is available at Heinz.org.
Shout, sister, shout.
Hey,
shout,
yeah.
Sister, shout.
Ooh.
understand the bees. I can even understand why a rat eats cheese.
Well, I can understand my dog.
And I can understand your cat.
But by the film and full of rhythm, can you understand
I get
it?
Saturday Light Brigade, that's called Shout, Shout, Sister, Shout. Say that seven times fast. Shout, Sister, Shout, with their song of the same name. In just a moment, you're going to get a special preview. A special preview of the Gemini Theater production that opens today.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible, in part, with support from Board Effect, provider of e-governance solutions for nonprofit boards of directors. With Board Effect, board members have a secure web-based portal for meeting materials, committee work, electronic voting, board policies, and more. Board Effect is used by nonprofits throughout the country to streamline governance, increase transparency, and reduce risk, freeing boards to focus on their missions. More information is available at boardeffect.com or 866-672-2666. Since 1978, the Saturday Light Brigade has featured music, puzzles, audience participation, and conversations for kids, adults, and everybody in between. Honored at the national, state, and local level for excellence in public broadcasting, SLB believes that radio can be a positive force in building our community.
It's been a tradition now that I think is in its fifth year, if perhaps even longer, but where we've made sure that we've done every single show, it's about 5 years. Gemini Theater is here. Their theater is in Point Breeze, and the first show of the new season opens today. Sleeping Beauty is its name, and let's meet some of the cast members. Can we start with you? Would that be okay? What's your name?
Bella.
Hi, Bella. How old are you?
8.
And what role do you have in the play?
I'm a fishy in a vine.
Very good. Now, have you been in plays before?
No.
Congratulations. This is a big day for you. That's fantastic. Where do you go to school?
St. John the Baptist.
And would you like to say hi to anybody who might be tuned in and listening?
I would like to say hi to my mom and my dad.
What's it been like getting ready for the play? I've never been in a play, so I have no idea.
Well, it's a lot of hard work. And
have you been nervous at all about getting ready?
No.
Well, that's good. What are some of the hard things that you have to do?
Well, you have to, I don't know.
Well, did you have to memorize things
at
all? I think that would be kind of hard to do. And probably, are you on stage most of the time, or do you have to come on stage and leave and come on?
I keep on coming off and on and off and on.
I would have trouble knowing when to do that, Bella. I would be wondering, is it time for me to come on or not? You know, I would find it hard. Well, congratulations. I'm sure the opening is going to go very well. Let's meet the person who's on your left. What's your name?
Samra.
Hi, Samra. And how old are you?
12.
And where do you go to school?
St. John the Baptist.
So you two go to school together.
Yeah.
And you're not related.
No.
Do you want to say hi to anybody?
I'd like to say hi to all my friends that I asked to tune in today.
Excellent. Well, I hope they're tuned in and listening. I'm sure they most likely are. And tell me about the role you have in the play.
I'm a vine and a crab, and also I play as a royal guard.
You're a crab? What's
yeah.
it like? How do you play a crab?
Well, I have this really big costume. It's like really heavy.
Well, that sounds neat. The costumes must be really cool to wear in a play like this. Have you been in other plays?
I have been in one play for my school before.
And what was that?
Annie.
Oh, very good. Did you play Annie?
Yes, I did.
Because you've got red hair. I could see them wanting to have you as Annie. Well, thanks, Samara. And let's meet who is sitting next to you and in front of our red microphone. What's your name?
I'm Christina.
Hi, Christina. And where are you from?
I'm from Monroeville.
And what role do you play?
I play Willowy, the Fairy of Dance.
And tell us a little bit about that person.
She's the Fairy of Dance, of course, so she has to dance around a lot.
And have you been in many plays?
This is my second Gemini production.
Well, great. Are you in school now?
Yes.
Where do you go?
I go to Gateway High School.
And is this your senior year or?
Freshman.
Oh, just starting. Wow. It's got to be, did you start last week?
I started on Thursday.
How'd it go so far?
It's okay.
It's a big day.
Yes.
I mean, to go to a big school. Would you like to say hi to anybody?
I'd like to say hi to my mom and dad and relatives, family, friends, everybody.
Terrific. Now we're going to go over to this microphone and meet the person who is next to you. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Olive.
Hi, Olive. You know the drill, how old you are, where you go to school, all that stuff.
I'm 13 and I go to Mellon Middle School.
Where is Mellon Middle School?
In Mount Lebanon.
That's one I haven't been to. I've been to some of Mount Lebanon schools. Would you like to say hello to anybody tuned in?
My mom and my dad and all of my cast members that couldn't be here.
Terrific. We're actually can be heard on two different stations in Mount Lebanon, our station in Washington and our station in Pittsburgh. So you're in two places at the same time, actually three, since you're actually here right now. Now, what do you play in the play?
Aria, the Fairy of Song.
Ah, so we have two different fairies sitting right next to each other here. And can you give us a sense of, have you been in other plays?
Yeah.
Well, what's fun? Like, what makes you interested in acting?
Well, just like acting, it gets me really hyper for some reason.
And that's a good thing?
Yes.
Okay.
And I like wearing costumes and stuff.
Cool. Well, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Let's meet who is next to you. Hello. What's your name?
I'm Elaine.
Hi, Elaine. And school?
Gateway High School.
And what year are you in?
I'm a freshman, too.
Ah, so you both started. Did you know each other before Gemini?
Yes.
Well, that's nice to start, you know, having something in common and having a friend to go to school with. How was Thursday?
Difficult, but I didn't get lost.
Yeah, that was always my biggest fear starting high school is can I get lost or not? Do you want to say hi to anybody?
My friend Jordan.
Great. And what role do you have?
I'm a seahorse, vine, and palace guard.
You have some neat roles. A vine, a crab, a seahorse, these fairies. My goodness. I want to be in the play, Lonnie. You know, being a seahorse would be fun. Do you gallop or...
I do gallop, yes.
I know being a seahorse in a play where Lonnie is doing the writing would probably have the seahorse doing some interesting things. Have you been in other plays?
A couple other plays before, but none at the Gemini.
And what plays have you been in?
I was in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat at St. Vincent College, and I've done some with an acting class of Larry Servai.
Well, that's great. Larry's a good friend of mine, and do you have interest in pursuing musical theater or dance? I mean, professionally?
Maybe dance. So.
Yeah, it's a little early to tell, but usually when Larry works with you, people are starting to think about that. He's quite good. Let us now say hello to you, and surprise, surprise, we're going to use this microphone right here. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. And how old are you?
I'm 15, and I'll be a sophomore at Oakland Catholic.
And what role do you have?
I play Aurora.
Aurora. And Aurora is who in the play? What does Aurora do?
Well, she's the daughter of the king and queen, and she's the title role, Sleeping Beauty.
The daughter of Sleeping Beauty.
She's the daughter of the king and queen, but she plays the Sleeping Beauty.
I'm with you. You can tell it's been a long time since I've seen this play, read Sleeping Beauty. Mm-hmm. I'm out of touch a little bit with Sleeping Beauty. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
I'd just like to say hi to my parents and all the other cast members of Sleeping Beauty that aren't here.
Yeah, and you've been here before with Gemini, I think, right?
Oh, well, this is my first play with Gemini Theater, but I was in radio theater with Lonnie.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, Sarah. That was a while ago. Oh my goodness. What was the name of your play that we did?
Oh, it was As the Nerd Turns.
As the Nerd Turns. Yeah, Sarah. Oh my gosh, Sarah. I didn't recognize you. She was in a play that we did here at SLB. We were just looking at your CD the other day. She was in a play called As the Nerd Turns. I don't know if anybody else saw that, but a radio play done right here, and it was really fun. Where are you in that picture there?
I'm like right up near the top in the red shirt.
See, your cast members can look at this and see how much you've grown. Oh, you look pretty much the same. You look good. It's nice to see you again. I didn't recognize you. And hello. What's your name?
Abigail.
Hi, Abigail. How old are you?
8.
And where do you go to school?
Ramsey Elementary.
Oh, and Ramsey is where? What community? I should know this. Do you know the name of the school district?
Gateway School District.
Yeah, I thought so, because I know where... I grew up in Churchill, so I know Monroeville schools pretty well. What role do you have in the play?
I'm a vine and a fish.
Very good. You're a vine and a fish, too. So you two have... you and Bella have similar parts. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
No.
Okay, well, that's just fine. Who brought you here today?
My mom and my dad.
So they're out there. Well, it's nice to meet you. And finally,
our sisters.
You two are sisters. I see. And finally, we have Lonnie. And Lonnie, the play opens today. Is there anything special you want to mention about today's play?
Well, it's as you mentioned before, it is the opening of our very wonderful and exciting season. And we have a great cast. It's nice to see so many newcomers in this cast. And I hope they've had as much fun as I have with this. But it's a very fun, colorful, kind of crazy show.
it always is. Now, the beauty of – one of the beauties of Gemini's Productions is if you have been wanting to bring a small child, maybe 5 or under, even a child that you'll carry in – to a real professional theater production, but you've worried about noise or crying or getting up and walking around. Gemini is very friendly.
We encourage that. Yes.
And in fact, it can be participatory if you choose for it to be participatory. It also can simply be a great experience to go with older kids or just by yourself. The plays will run twice today and twice tomorrow, and we'll continue Saturdays and Sundays clear through September 26th. What are the show times?
The show times, yeah, this is important because we did make a change this year. Our shows are at 1 o'clock and 3:30. Previously, they were at 3, but we have changed that just to allow a little more time between the shows for the actors, and we're hoping that it will improve a parking problem we've had in the past.
Yeah, the actors get to eat now.
Yes, and breathe between shows.
Well, we're going to give you a preview scene, and you'll get a chance to hear a song. Lonnie, do you want to set up anything?
This song, in the show I play Miss Pixie, who is a very ditzy, klutzy, the fairy of grace, but she really isn't. And she is always trying to do good things, and they usually backfire. And when she gets very upset, she starts to do weird things. And in this song, it's called Worried. And she is worried. When she's worried, she starts doing these strange things. And the only cure is for the other fairies and the kids in the audience to echo back what she does. And that kind of scares her condition away and cures her.
Well, for the very first time in public, before their official opening later this afternoon at 1 o'clock at Gemini Theater's facility in Point Breeze. Here is the cast of Gemini Theater's production of Sleeping Beauty.
I am worried, really worried. Anyone in my wings would be worried too. Do you believe that I can't help it, but I
worried, really worried. Anyone in her wings would be worried too. She's worried, really worried. And whenever she's worried, you'll never guess what she'll do. She is worried, really worried. Anyone in her wings would be worried too. She is worried, really worried. And whenever she's worried, you'll never guess what she'll do. She is worried, really worried. Anyone in her wings would be worried too. She is worried, really worried. And whenever she's worried, you'll never guess what she'll do.
I kind of go crazy and I think.
Gemini Theater. That was beautifully done. Look for them. They open today at 1 o'clock, GeminiTheater.org, or 412-243-5201. Sleeping Beauty runs Saturdays and Sundays, 1 and 3:30, today through September 26th. Thank you for being with us.
It's another happy April to every happy fool. And you move through my dreams like a trout moves through a pool. Sure, I will do anything, but I blush at the reverie. Sleep or come and go with me. She always was a painter, and she left me her suitcase. And I still remember the soft lines of her drunken face as she stood there in my doorway like a cat up in a tree. Sleep or come and go with me. Wisconsin for a driftless man. Supper on the table and a lover's tender hands. Though she leaves my salt and wood smoke for a job in the city, sleep or come and go with me. Take you with my children through the clover to the creek. When Orion's gone a-hunting through the fields our wishes seek, where we all can love each other like sugar in our tea. Sleep or come and go with me. Last wild fling is over, and a cold wind brings the dawn to rows of parking meters and the shadow of a blonde who is standing by the wild ride in a pointless dream. Sleep or come and go with me. And it's another happy April to every happy fool. You move through my dreams like a trout moves through a pool. Sure, I will do anything, but I blush at the reverie. Sleeper, come and go with me.
Greg Brown at the Saturday Light Brigade, 28 minutes now after 10. Thanks again to the cast of Sleeping Beauty from Gemini Theater. GeminiTheater.org is how you can get more information. The show opens today and runs at 1 and 3:30, same for tomorrow. And you can see it any weekend between now and September 28th. Coming up just after the Green Compass feature, which is a very interesting montage on park violence that you're about to hear. And it's a little chilling, just to tell you in advance. Brianna Evans Potter and Shalise Floyd interviewed Alicia Andrews from Human Services Corporation about violence in public parks. And as part of their interview, they also talked with some boys, primarily from the North Side, between the ages of 11 and 13, about problems they observe in city parks. They had so much interview material from the 11 to 13-year-old boys that Brianna and Shalise decided to do a second feature that just featured a montage of the boys talking about violence in parks and playgrounds. So you're going to hear this montage. It's quite a piece. That'll be coming up in just about a minute or two. And after that, we are going to talk about Bug Camp at Rachel Carson Homestead with Paula Purnell and Margaret Zack and some of those activities from this past summer. Sun's up. We're glad you are. High today, 83 degrees. Tomorrow, 89. Sunset tonight, 7:58, to low of 55 degrees. Currently 60 degrees in Clarion, 64 in Indiana and Grove City, 67 in Washington, and it's a balmy 68 degrees in New Concord and at our studios in historic Allegheny Square. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio.
Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's spacialaudio.com.
Hi, my name is Brandon. I'm 13. I'm from the Hill District, and I go to Shelley Classical Academy.
Hello, my name is Eric. I'm 11 years old, and I go to Northview Accelerated Learning Academy.
My name is Amont. I'm 13 years old. I go to Pixar Shore. I live in Lawrenceville.
Hi, my name is Marte. I'm 11 years old. I'm from the North Side. I go to Pittsburgh Schiller.
What I see at the park is people drinking, people smoking, and people, like, after they get done drinking, they play basketball with bottles.
I actually seen a drug deal going on at a park. I also seen people drinking, throwing bottles on the ground, and carrying around guns. I think they're illegal for them because half of the people I seen with the guns is only 15 and 16.
That park got slabs, got holes burned through them. The swings are missing. There's graffiti on everything.
In the basketball court, there's nothing but one hoop, well, two hoops, but they don't have no nets, but have gunshot holes in the backboards.
What I think is people just do it because they see, hey, it's trash, so let's trash it more.
And, like, there's a dumpster, but every time I put something in the dumpster, it always ends up coming back out. Somebody keep trashing the whole park, so I try to help as much as I can.
I'm upset because my little sister and my little brother love for me to take them to the park every day, and I can't because what's the point of them playing in the park that's trashed and there's really nothing I can do about it?
There's a police station there, but we tell the police, like, there's, like, the park is trashed, but they don't care. They don't help. But they say they try to help, but they'll leave it the same way.
But see, what they don't understand is people do care about the park.
If the parks were better maintained, there wouldn't be no graffiti, no drug deals. Almost everybody would be at the park because you have a chance to play at a park that's well maintained. You don't have to worry about your children. You or your kids can just have a good time at the park.
One thing I'll try to do, I'll put around posters around my park. Try and make a logo about trash to make people be responsible enough to put the trash in the garbage and more responsible enough not to graffiti on things.
I'll try to stop the fighting and stop the smoking and drinking, so the kids could go play in the park without their parents thinking that something's gonna happen to them.
Well, sometimes I'll go up there and get my cousins, and we'll try to clean up the park a little bit to try to help it keep clean, but then it gets dirty again, so we just gave up.
I would try to stop, like, everything that's happening in the park because I know one thing I can do is get rid of that graffiti and try to report to housing authority that people's just constantly destroying the parks that people take the time to build.
And what's the point of going to the park if you can't do nothing if everything's trash?
If life is a question and the answer is time, are 10 lucky pennies the same as a dime? Come sing me a riddle, I'll sing you a rhyme. If life is a question and the answer is time, if time is a highway and moments make change, are pennies and moments just one and the same? Like a river makes oceans from small drops of rain. If time is a highway and moments make change, if change is a stranger with no lessons to teach, too plain to reach out to on a cold city street, who will count all our blessings in times such as these. If change is a stranger with no lessons to teach, and there are clouds in your pillows and sparks in your sheets, but the ants on the sill know each second is sweet. If you listen, they'll tell you these secrets they keep. Sleep, little raindrop, sleep. Raindrops and rivers, moments and time. Questions and answers, riddles and rhymes. Are 10 lucky pennies the same as a dime? If life is a question and the answer is time, if life is a question and the answer is time.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that is beautiful, isn't it? That's Tom Payne, his name. Not that Tom Payne, but a musician named Tom Payne. And 10 Lucky Pennies. In just a moment, you're going to get a chance to meet a couple kids that participated in Rachel Carson Homestead's Bug Camp. And we're going to have a song about bugs to get us in the mood for Bug Camp first. And then you're going to hear some songs that were written by the kids with Paula and Margaret, and learn more about Bug Camp. That'll be coming up in just a few moments here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for tuning in. What a beautiful week. We appreciate your taking part in today's program, and gorgeous day today and tomorrow as well.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Girl Scouts Western Pennsylvania. These are the girls who do great things. Additional information is available at gswpa.org or 1-800-248-3355. Since 1978, the Saturday Light Brigade has featured music, puzzles, audience participation, and conversations for kids, adults, and everybody in between. Honored at the national, state, and local level for excellence in public broadcasting, SLB believes that radio can be a positive force in building our community.
T. Mitchell Bell joins us at 11 o'clock. Great singer and songwriter from Washington County. You'll have a chance to hear his music. That'll be just after 11. It's now 22 before 11. We're going to get in a mood for bugs in just a moment with Jerry Garcia and David Grisman. And then you'll get to meet a couple budding songwriters, or should I say bugging songwriters.
Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some new mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. Well, the junior bug comes in the month of June. The lightning bug comes in May. Bed bug comes just any old time, but they not going to stay. Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on the rest of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. Sitting on a lily pad, looking up at the sky. The lily pad broke and the frog fell in. He got water all in his eyeball. There ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. Mosquito, he fly high. Mosquito, he fly low. The old mosquito lands on me. Well, he ain't gonna fly no more. Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me.
There may be bugs on the rest of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
Well, we're going to hear kids singing this song in just a little bit, but we thought it would be a good way to start. I want to introduce you to some great guests that we have here in the studio today. And I'm going to start with you in front of the yellow microphone. What's your name?
Noah.
Hi, Noah. How old are you?
6.
And where do you go to school?
Dilworth.
Well, it's nice to meet you today. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening on the radio at home or far away?
No.
No, you never know who might be listening. I see somebody sitting right to the right of you, Noah. What's your name?
Maya.
Hi, Maya. How old are you?
4.
Well, it's nice to...
Actually, 5.
You're 5. Did you just have a birthday? Did you? What day is your birthday?
June.
So you just had one this summer. Well, you guys were at Bug Camp this summer. And Noah, what was it like there?
Went on a field trip on our last day to look at bugs.
And what was it like to look at bugs?
Did
you learn some things?
I found like this weird beetle-ish thing and I don't remember what else.
Well, that sounds interesting to see a beetle. What does a beetle look like?
It has like 6 legs and it has like an outside shell and it has a little like pinchers.
Oh, neat. So it's kind of like a turtle, but like having a shell, but it's got a lot more legs, or is it a little different than that? What am I talking about? Paula says.
No, it looks over here like a turtle. Really,
turtle?
A turtle has 4 legs and.
Well, but it's got a shell.
It does have a shell.
It does have a shell. I have to start slow with this bug stuff. That's the voice of Paula Purnell, who led this camp along with Margaret Zach. Tell us a little bit how it all worked out. What did you do?
Well, we had camps in June, July, and August. We had over 50 wonderful campers. Noah and Maya were at our August camp, yeah. And we looked at all kinds of bugs. We sang about bugs. We made bug puppets. We went around the property at the Rachel Carson homestead where Rachel Carson was a little girl and found the bugs that were there. And we also explored what it would be like to live at the Rachel Carson homestead 100 years ago. And how they didn't have electricity, how they had to carry all their own water. And it was real different 100 years ago.
Now, somebody might be wondering why bugs? Why studying bugs would be so important? Margaret Zach is here, too. How come bugs?
Oh, because bugs are very important. We know that they're part of the web of life and they're part of the food chain. And everything higher up in the food chain depends on the existence of bugs. And we learned about terrestrial bugs and aquatic bugs.
I was going to say, I thought for a minute you were going to say you learned about extraterrestrial
bugs
from outer space coming down. Well, one of the ways you learned was you did songs.
Yes,
and,
we did.
You've got some that we're going to hear Noah and Maya are
mm-hmm.
going to sing.
Mm-hmm.
And Noah and Maya are brother and sister, by the way. And what songs are you going to sing?
Well, we thought we'd sing the song that you just started to play, that
There Ain't No Bugs
yeah,
on Me. That's a nice old song.
We have another little twist to it because we made our own instruments. I think, does somebody have our pop-tar?
Yes. Ah.
And this is an instrument that we made out of recycled pop bottles, and we call them pop-tars, and all the campers made them.
What?
Noah, you want to play a pop-tar during this? No. Should we get Larry
yeah,
to play it?
What do you do?
Well,
this is it's a pop bottle, and there is a string in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you reach in the hole
oh,
there.
I see. You just pluck it.
So if I sing, oh, there ain't no bugs on me.
You there?
That's your part.
Oh, then I go.
Bonk, bonk.
Very nice.
Okay, I can do
He's
that.
Got that about
I can
right,
do that.
Doesn't
I
he?
I can do that.
Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There might be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
Very nice.
Cicada is a funny bug that digs them in the ground and comes up every 15 years to make this awful sound. Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There might be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
He does that pretty well.
This is fun. I'm trainable.
Woke up in the morning, I glanced up on the wall. The roaches and the bedbugs were having a game of ball. The score was 6-0, the roaches were ahead. A bedbug hit a home run and knocked me out of bed. Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There might be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
This is fun. Wow, I don't want to solo, though.
This is your calling, Larry.
I don't want to solo. And I, if you say take it, I may not.
My song is almost over. I like these insect rhymes. But with 30 million species, I just don't have the time. Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There might be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. There might be flies on some of you guys, but there ain't no bugs on me. There might be fleas on some of your knees, but there ain't no bugs on me. There might be ants in some of your pants.
Pants.
But there ain't no bugs on me.
Take it, Larry.
Yes. This is fun. I didn't know I could have this much fun. This is really a neat little instrument.
Isn't that neat?
It's just a little string. And you can twist it to change the tones, right. I think, right?
That's a Paula Purnell special.
Now, don't tighten it too far or it might pop, which we had a few of those happen.
Oh, we wouldn't want to do that.
And you can bend the notes, too, by kind of bending the stick at the top.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think we're going to have to get a pop.
Anybody want to take over for the next hour? This is fun. Who made this? Is very pretty. Did one of you make this? Did you make one like this?
Uh-huh.
It's very nice. Do you still have it at home?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's nice. Did you make one too, Maya? Well, I'm glad. Now, there's another song all about parts of a bug.
Well, yeah. It's about our body parts and then a song that most kids know about head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Ah.
But then we wanted to think, how would a bug sing this song? So we do it like a bug would sing it, too.
So bugs sing.
Yes.
Or at least how a bug would sing. Do you guys have anything else you'd like to say since you've been sitting here for a while? No? Are you having fun? I hope you're having fun.
Uh-huh.
Very good. So this is how a bug would sing head,
first
shoulders,
we'll do it the human way.
Knees and toes, the human way.
And then we'll do it the bug way.
Okay.
Head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes. Head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes. Eyes and ears, a mouth and backbone too. That's the parts of me and you, me and you.
Okay, now we'll do it like a bug would sing it.
Head, thorax, abdomen, abdomen. Head, thorax, abdomen, abdomen. Wings and six legs, antennas too. Don't let this bug land on you. Shoo, bug, shoo.
Beautiful. I like that very much. I'll bet you're never going to look at bugs the same way again, are you? At least I'm never going to look at bugs the same
bugs
way.
Bugs are great.
Well, this the class was offered by Sense of Place Learning, of which Paula and Margaret are part of, a nonprofit that helps encourage place-based learning, and we're doing a project together on Northside songs a little later, actually probably early next year. And I'm glad Bug Camp went so well. Anything else anybody wants to say about how things went?
Just reminder that the Rachel Carson Homestead is hosting the Sustainable Feast.
Yes, that's this weekend
along the Carson Bridge, or Sunday, right? And they do a lot of wonderful work to help people, you know, preserve the environment.
Well, thank you for being with us. And, in fact, we were talking about the Sustainable Feast last week. And Maya and Noah, you did a great job. You sounded really good today. I hope you had a good time here. Take care.
Well, Ezekiel was in the valley all the Lord's day. Well, God told Ezekiel to prophesy. Now hear ye the word of the Lord. Ezekiel was in the valley all the Lord's day. Well, God told Ezekiel to prophesy. Now hear ye the word of the Lord. My Lord, he called Ezekiel as the son of man to preach the gospel to the sinful man. The people of Israel, they got so wicked. Well, my God stops and he calls Ezekiel, saying, hey, Ezekiel, go prophesy. The wicked man is born to die. Ezekiel went down into Israel land to preach the gospel to the sinful man. But the people of Israel, they would not hear. So my God says, the time is near. Gonna make me a city in my own way for a nation of people that will obey. So God, he came in the middle of the night, destroyed that city with all his might. He put Ezekiel in the valley prophesying, saying, hear ye the word of the Lord. Now the toe and the foot bone join together, and the foot and the ankle bone join together, and the ankle and the leg bone join together, and the leg and the knee bone join together, and the knee and the thigh bone join together, and the thigh and the hip bone join together. Now hear ye the word of the Lord. Ezekiel in the valley of the dry bones. Ezekiel in the valley of the dry bones. Now hear ye the word of the Lord. Now Ezekiel, he raised up his head. He found he was lying among the dead. Well, God said, Ezekiel, can these bones live? Ezekiel said, God, if it is, I will. Then Ezekiel, he began to prophesy, to tell me that the bones began to rise. He prophesied high up to the wind, blow your breath in the bones that they might live. And then the bones began to walk. Oh, they stood on the ground, began to talk. Ezekiel said, ye dry bones, won't you hear ye the word of the Lord? Ezekiel in the valley, Ezekiel in the valley of the dry bones. Now hear ye the word of the Lord. Hear ye the word of the Lord.
I saw the splendor of the moonlight on Honolulu. Something tender in the moonlight on Honolulu Bay. And all the beaches are filled with peaches who bring their yukes along. And in the glimmer of the moonlight, they love to sing this song. If you like ukulele, while you're
Harlow Guthrie and Ukulele Lady by request. And what a pleasure it was to also hear from the Red Clay Ramblers and Ezekiel in the Valley of the Dry Bones. And thanks again to Paula and Margaret and Noah and Maya representing the Bugs of Rachel Carson Homestead.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, where kids and adults can take off on fantastic flights of imagination. The museum is open daily and offers visitors a chance to sculpt with clay, slide down a bowling alley, make your own paper, build and launch a boat, defy gravity, catch words that rain from the sky, and much more. Additional information is available at 412-322-5058 or pittsburghkids.org. Learn about upcoming performances and features first by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. To subscribe, visit slbradio.org, where it's always Saturday.
Coming up, T. Mitchell Bell with some original songs that I know you'll enjoy. And I hope you'll be with us for that hour of the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger and you. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUP FM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, PCTV Comcast 21 and Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and live and on demand at slbradio.org. High in the low to, well, actually the mid to high 80s today and tomorrow, 7:58 tonight's sunset, followed by a low of 55 degrees, currently 66 in Clarion, 67 in Washington, 70 degrees in Indiana, and 68 degrees in Grove City, New Concord.